1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keeled he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball, tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uke to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills to 10 below, and windy. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low teens, but wind chills near 10 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below.
Currently 35 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday morning, the return of Dr. Kristen Lierley from some faraway island. And a president gets inaugurated too, I guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. You are just in time for hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, of Nightlight this Friday edition. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me. 7:35, it's a bar band Friday night here at Nightlight. Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. Radio, will be here, and she has fantastic music tonight from Janet Planet and Isaiah and the New People. Very exciting, great stuff. Stick around, and in just a few minutes, we'll talk to Meredith Jamisco. She is the marketing director for downtown Kenosha, and she will fill us in about Snow Days, a really cool upcoming event happening there in K-Town. Right now, we have just a few more minutes with our pal Mike Clemens. We're talking Bob Uecker. Mike, we were able to locate that clip, so with your permission, sir, we would love to fire that up and have you discuss
it. Yeah, you know, it almost felt, Pete, like an early kind of memorial gathering. These guys wanted to come forward and talk to reporters, talk to the guys in the media on the Zoom call, because, you know, Woodruff is back south, and Yelich was checking it, and you're going to hear Christian Yelich, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, and Ryan Braun, who, by the way, you know, Brawny had to evacuate from his home out there in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, so he was calling from a secondary, you know, place that he had. But okay. they came in on the Zoom calls so that the TV people get that. And here's when it got to be my turn to ask him a question, here's how that went down.
Mike Clemens.
I was thinking about Bob today when he was doing the games at night or on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. The stories he told, he was so observant of the collection of characters that could be in a clubhouse and telling those stories. And yet it seemed like you guys must have trusted him that if you shared a story, he'd never embarrass you, right?
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what. And he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Apologize, we had a few technical issues, but thanks to Drew Smith back at our headquarters in Madison, got that all squared away and on the air for Warrior Boys basketball. Not at the tip, so you missed nothing. So we're ready to go in just a few moments. Wausau West taking on Green Bay East. Warriors are 8-4 overall. They are 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in a second-place tie in the WVC with Stevens Point. It's been a solid season for the Warriors, but a tough one on Tuesday night when they lost to first-place Marshfield 50-29. They'll look to get back on the winning track here this evening. Green Bay East, no sugarcoating. They have struggled. They are 0-10 so far this season. In fact, they have a 44-game losing streak in all competition going back 2 years. It's been a deep struggle for the Red Devils, but it is a team that does have some talent. So, again, for Wausau West, they cannot afford to take this one lightly here this evening. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's Wausau West against Green Bay East. Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
And Chad Holmes back from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as we are nearly set for basketball between the Wausau West Warriors and the Green Bay East Red Devils. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game. First of all, for Green Bay East, member of the Bay Conference, number one, Quincy Shields, a 6'2" junior. Shields averaging 18.1 points per game. Number three, Matula Safiri. He is a 5'8 junior. He is averaging 7.7 points per game. Number five, Jeremiah Jordan. He is a senior, 6'3" tall. He's averaging 12.2 points per game. Number 31, Jordan Cooper, a senior, 6'1" tall, averaging 4 points per game. And number 34, Lekevian Ganigan, a senior, 6'4" tall, averaging 5.9 points per game. Again, for Green Bay East, Quincy Shields, Matula Safiri, Jeremiah Jordan, Jordan Cooper, Lekevian Ganigan. Head coach of Green Bay East is J.D. DeVault. For the Wausau West Warriors, 8-4 overall, 3-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number zero, Karji Cooper, a 6'3" junior, 11.6 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Number two, Marcus McDonald, a 6-foot senior, 2.6 points, 2.9 rebounds per game. Number three, Griffin Lang, a 6-foot senior, 12 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Number 10, Bennett Mattson, a 6'2 senior, 12.3 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. And number 23, Nico Federici. He is a senior, 6 feet 4 inches tall, averaging 7.6 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Again for West, Carji Cooper, Marcus McDonald, Griffin Lang, Bennett Matson, and Nico Federici. Head coach of the Warriors is Nate Lemons. Warriors in the home white with the dark blue numerals and the gold trim. Green Bay East in the road black with the red numerals and the white trim. Wausau West going from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. There's the tip, and we are underway, controlled by Wausau West. Griffin Lang moves it right to Bennett Matson. Matson on the wing, 20 feet from the basket. Oh, and a miscommunication, and the ball thrown into the backcourt. Not the way you want to start. Miscommunication, over and back violation, and the ball turned over to Green Bay East. We were over in Green Bay last season when these teams met, and it was a competitive game. The Warriors able to pull it out late. Into the forecourt comes Green Bay East. Red Devils between the circles. Jeremiah Jordan, who's at right wing side to Gonigan. Back out top. Holding it near the center circle is Jordan, back on the right wing side. With it is Shields. Working the perimeter right now is Green Bay East. Matula Safiri gets it on the right wing side to Shields. Shields into the right corner. That's Cooper. Cooper looked baseline, got stopped. Now back in the right corner. With it is Shields. He'll look baseline. He steps on the end line, out of bounds, and the ball over to Wausau West. So each team with a turnover, still looking for the first shot. 17-23 to go first half. Still no score. Wausau West will bring it up court. Griffin Lang over the timeline. Lang about 30 feet from the basket. Gets it to McDonald. McDonald right wing side. Carji Cooper. His pass deflected. Carji gets it back. Cooper into the lane. Cooper to the basket. Lays it up and in. Almost a turnover, but Carji Cooper went after that deflection. Able to grab it. Get to the hole. Get the basket. And West up 2-0. Matula Safiri into the forecourt for Green Bay East. Safiri 18 feet from the basket. Left wing side Jordan. Now into lane, stripped away. Ball goes into the backcourt, and Marcus McDonald will get there first, and he'll be bumped, and he'll be fouled. Ball was knocked into the backcourt. It was not going to be an over-and-back violation. It was a loose basketball. McDonald able to get there before Safiri, and the foul will be called on Matula Safiri. First foul on Green Bay East. First foul on either side here tonight. Inbounding it are the Warriors. Good inbounds play, laid up and in. Lane got it into Bennett Matson for the layup. So 4-0, Wausau West. The junior, 5 feet 8 inches tall, Matula Safiri, will bring it over the timeline for Green Bay East. Moves it on the left wing side. Taken there by Jeremiah Jordan. Jordan now moves it right back to Safiri. Safiri dribbles, looking to penetrate. Now he'll back it up to the right wing side, 18 feet from the basket. Stops his dribble, needs some help. Gives it off, taken there by Cooper. Cooper back to Safiri. Safiri moves it left wing side, Jordan. Jordan, 22 feet from the basket. Now into lane. Lost the basketball. Tipped up and picked up by the Warriors and Griffin Lang. Lang gets it at McDonald. McDonald to the hole. Lays it up. Yes, and a foul. So Marcus McDonald on the transition gets the basket. Now has a chance for a three-point play. And a very quick start for the Warriors. A minute 58 in, leading 6-0. That is the second foul on Safiri. He will take a seat on the bench. And DJ Cooper. I couldn't read my own handwriting there. DJ Gordon comes in for Green Bay East. Believe me, I'll get that right. Gordon in, Safiri out. Free throw is made by Marcus McDonald. Three-point play, and the Warriors have a 7-0 lead. Into the front court comes Green Bay East. With it out top is Gordon. Gordon passed, rolled on away. Picked up by Nico Federici. Federici of the hole, and it's blocked. Coming from behind was Gordon. Blocks that layup attempt. Big play made by Green Bay East. Great play by Gordon. And now back into the fourth court comes Green Bay East. Between the circles, Quincy Shields moves it near side. Jordan Cooper. Cooper, 30 feet from the basket. Cooper dribbles with the right hand. Cooper to the right corner stops. Gets it on the wing to Gordon. Gordon looking inside, posting up his Gonigan. Gonigan gets it back out. Now a penetration move by Jordan. Jordan steps out of bounds, but also walked with the basketball. They'll call the travel, but they could have also said he stepped on the end line. So the Warriors up 7-0, get it back. Griffin Lang will bring it up court, gets it over to Carji Cooper, back to Lang. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald in front of the Green Bay East bench hits the cutter. Bennett Matson, left corner Cooper. Cooper back out top, McDonald. McDonald, right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang into the right corner, stops his dribble, passes it off. Near the right elbow, Federici back on the right hand side. Three-pointer is good for Griffin Lang. Lang, after trying to work his way in, got it to Federici, then kicked himself back into the right corner and hits the 20-footer. 10-0 Wausau West. Four different Warriors already on the score sheet. With it out top is Quincy Shields. Shields, 23 feet from the basket, now looking to penetrate. Goes to the hole, tipped away, grabbed by Jordan, and he double dribbles. Double dribble on Jeremiah Jordan, and it's been a very slow start here for Green Bay East. And the Warriors, up by 10, get the ball back. The defense doing a great job against Shields. Shields averaging more than 18 points per game. Warriors right now in his grill big time have not allowed him even a shot attempt up to this point. Marcus McDonald moves it left, Bennett Matson. Matson further left, Cooper. Cooper near the left elbow, Federici. Federici, 17 feet from the basket, out top, Griffin Lang. Lang fakes the three, back to Federici. Federici into the lane, stops at the left block, kick back out. With it again is Griffin Lang. Lang will back it up, 30 feet from the hole. Now moves right, taken by Cooper. Cooper dribbles between the circles. Cooper down on the right-hand side. Federici near the right block, up, and he has it blocked, but a foul will be called. Le'Kevion Gonigan went up for the block, got the ball, got the arm, and that means free throws coming up for Nico Federici. 6'4" senior, Nico Federici, 7.6 points, 4.2 rebounds per game. Number one on Gonigan, number three on the team. Free throw is good. First substitution of the game, as Miles Waldvogel will come in for West, replacing Marcus McDonald. Second free throw, good as well. So Federici two for two. And now all five starters on the score sheet for Wausau West. 12-0 Warriors, 13:48 to go in the first half. Right-hand side with it is Jordan. Jordan gets it out top. That is DJ Gordon. Gordon moves it left wing side. With it is Gonigan. Gonigan near the center circle to Jeremiah Jordan. Jordan moves it on the left wing. On the dribble is Quincy Shields, and he throws it away. Picked up by Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel to the right wing. Waldvogel inside Matson. Matson on the block, right-hand side. Kicks it back on the right wing to Waldvogel. Waldvogel, left wing side. With it is Kharji Cooper. Cooper on the dribble penetration, goes to the hole. Contact, but he makes the shot nevertheless. That was a tough finish by Kharji Cooper. There was contact. I thought there could have been a whistle, but he kissed it off the window, and a timeout call by Green Bay East. 13:14 to go in the first half. It is 14-0 Warriors. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. Well, we couldn't script it much better for the Warriors to begin. 14-0 Wausau West, not even 5 minutes into the game. Now the Warriors set up a trap in the half court. On the right wing side, Quincy Shields. Shields then thrown away, but it goes off the hands of Wausau West. Trying to save it on the far sideline was Griffin Lang, but could not do so. And the ball will stay with Green Bay East. So the Warriors out of the timeout, coming out with a 1-3-1 trap. Near the center line, with it is Shields. Shields moves it left wing. Now pass inside, and a timeout again, I believe, called by Green Bay East, as they want to be able to adjust to the half-court trap. So a second timeout called by Green Bay East with 12:50 to go in the first half, and the Warriors up 14-0. Give us a chance to remind you about our upcoming broadcast schedule. Coming up tomorrow, I will be making a long trip down to Mequon. I will be with the Central Wisconsin Storm tomorrow, as the Storm will take on the Lakeshore Lightning. We'll have coverage from the Ozaki Ice Arena starting at with the pregame show at 1:30 and the opening faceoff at 1:45. That's Storm Hockey tomorrow afternoon, 1:30, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. So now Green Bay East will inbound it on the baseline. Taken on the left wing side. Get it out top is Gordon. Gordon moves it right over to Shields. Shields now rotated right wing side. Taking it there is Jeremiah Jordan. Gets it between the circles to DJ Gordon. Gordon dribbles with the left hand. Now stops, moves it right wing side. Now on the dribble is Jordan. Jordan going to the hole. Kicks it left wing. Three-point attempt. Way off the mark. An air ball from Gordon. Battle for the loose ball. Out of bounds off of Green Bay East. So the goose egg still up there for the Red Devils. Wausau West gets it back. 14-0 lead for the Warriors. Miles Waldvogel will bring it up court for Wausau West. He'll cross the timeline. Waldvogel moves it right wing side to Kargi Cooper. Cooper gets it back out top. Now rotated left-hand side. With it is Waldvogel. Waldvogel kicks it corner. Jumper is short, no good by Bennett Mattson. Rebound grabbed by Federici. Federici kicks it left-hand side. With it is Waldvogel. Waldvogel into the lane. Kicks it back off to Griffin Lang. Lang top of the key. Lang into the lane. Lang to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Follows it up. Lays it up and in. Offensive rebound and basket for Griffin Lang. He has 5 points. And the Warriors now lead 16-0. Again, Warriors coming out trying to erase the memory of what happened last Tuesday night in that loss to Marshfield and doing the job up to this point. Right now, discombobulated is Green Bay East. Bobbled and now grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan. Gets it out top, DJ Gordon. Now on the left wing side. With it is Gonigan. Back just right at the top of the key, Gordon. He'll try a three. Off the bark, a little bit strong. Rebound Lang. Now back up court comes Wausau West. Into the forecourt. With it is Miles Waldvogel. Gives it off. With it is Lang. Lang looks down low off the fingertips of Mattson and picked off by Green Bay East. Back up court. Mattson did a nice job saving it, but grabbed by the Red Devils. Three-pointer for Cooper is off the mark. Rebound taken down by Nico Federici. Boy, not even close right now are Green Bay East. They have come off the bus, not shooting very well here tonight. Warriors back into the front court. Right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang, 23 feet from the basket, works around the screen. Now moved on the right-hand side, Federici hands it off to Waldvogel. Waldvogel, bounce pass, left wing side, Cooper. Cooper to the right elbow, cutting. Oh, beautiful touch pass, Lang inside the Federici. Going baseline was Lang. He took the feed and then a touch pass to his teammate on the left-hand side of the lane, Federici, for an easy layup. Well done, well-executed passing by the Warriors. It's now 18-0. Between the circles, Green Bay East, right wing side. Quincy Shields tries a three, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Gonigan on the far side, and a whistle and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Green Bay East. Jackson Riley comes in for the Warriors. Also, Brady Phelps taking a seat will be Griffin Lang and Bennett Mattson. So the Warriors setting up, and the inbound play under the offensive basket for Green Bay East. Taken on the left wing side by Jordan Cooper. Cooper out top, bobbled and grabbed by Safiri. Back in with those two personal fouls. Safiri dribbles between the circles. Safiri into the lane. Safiri to the basket, lays it up, rolls off, no good. That was the best looking shot that Green Bay East has had, but did not drop in for Safiri. Warriors back up court. Three-pointer for Federici from the top of the key is no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Safiri. Back up court comes Green Bay East. Going to the basket, laid up, no good by Jeremiah Jordan. And the rebound's grabbed by West and Jackson Riley. Riley, right wing side, Waldvogel. Back to Riley, right wing, three-pointer. Little bit strong, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Jeremiah Jordan for Green Bay East. Back into the front court come the Red Devils. 18-0 Warriors, 9:30 to go in the half. Into the lane, nowhere to go for Safiri, moves it left corner. Now back on the left wing side, Quincy Shields. Between the circles, Safiri. Safiri, pass goes between the fingertips of Jordan. Jordan saves it into the hands of Shields in the deep left corner. On the wing, Safiri. Safiri, 22 feet from the basket. Safiri into the lane. Stops, now needs some help. Moves it right-hand side to Jordan. Jordan, baseline. Jordan is bumped, and that will be a foul. And that will be the first foul called on the Warriors here tonight. Kaji Cooper call for the foul. Kaji will stay in as he thought he's coming out, but he stays in as Marcus McDonald comes in, and Miles Wahlvogel will take a break. Green Bay East will inbound it, having trouble, and then finally tossed it just in time to Cooper on the right wing side, and then a hand check and a foul coming up on Brady Phelps. Number one on Brady, and of course number two on the Warriors as they just had their first foul mere seconds earlier. So now Green Bay East will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken out top. With it is Brant Craw. Craw moves it left wing side to Shields. Shields between the circles, Jordan Cooper. Cooper hits the cutter. Down low, and a pass intended for Shields off the mark from Jeremiah Jordan. And that goes out of bounds for a Green Bay East turnover. Green Bay East played Wausau East earlier this season. It was over in Green Bay. 86-63, the Lumberjacks defeated the Red Devils. Back up court comes West. On the left wing side, Kaji Cooper. Kaji works his way between the circles. Cooper, a bounce pass out top, Federici drops it down low. With it is Brady Phelps, and he will be fouled. Wait, no, they didn't call a foul. Boy, I think a three-second violation. Yep. So the ball turned over to Green Bay East. Back into the forecourt, Quincy Shields moves it left-hand side to Craw. Back to Shields. Near the center circle, Safiri. Safiri, left wing side to Jordan. Jordan moves it right over to Cooper. Cooper gets it out top. Safiri. Safiri, 20 feet from the basket, now backs it up. Moves it right wing side to Jordan Cooper. Cooper, oh, may have got away with a walk, but no whistle. Now on the right wing side, Quincy Shields. Shields into the lane, does a little hop, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. And Quincy Shields, averaging more than 18 per game, gets Green Bay East on the board with 8 minutes even to go in the first half. And the Warriors up 18-2. With it out top is Kaji Cooper. Now with it is Phelps. Phelps right wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley between the circles, gives it off to Marcus McDonald. Now left wing side, Brady Phelps. Brady will dribble his way near the top of the key. Moves it on the right wing side to Marcus McDonald. Marcus working the left-handed dribble. Now rotated left wing side, Kaji Cooper. Kaji back out top to Riley, right wing side to Phelps. Phelps 22 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the left hand, now swings it out top. Taken there by McDonald. Now left wing side to Jackson Riley. Into the lane, Phelps. Kicks it back out top. Top of the key, Federici. Federici will move it right to Kaji Cooper. Patient half court set here for the Warriors. Kaji into the lane, drops it down low. Federici, good ball fake, lays it up and in. Good pass by Kaji Cooper, and a good ball fake by Nico Federici. Got the defender up and then let him go by and laid it up and in. 20-2 Wausau West. Right wing side, Jeremiah Jordan. Rotated left wing side, Matuta Safiri. Safiri looking to penetrate. Safiri into lane. He draws the contact, hits the shot, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. So Matuta Safiri will get a chance to complete a three-point play. First, Bennett Mattson will come back into the game, replacing Brady Phelps. Safiri averaging 7.7 points per game for the Red Devils. Free throw is good. 20-5. And Griffin Lang back in as well for the Warriors, and getting a first break of the night is Kaji Cooper. Kaji has 4 points. 6:52 to go first half. A first half carried by the Warriors. They lead 20-5. Warriors had a stretch of three straight Wisconsin Valley Conference games before this. They fell to D.C. Everest, one at Wausau East, and then fell at Marshfield. And now a pair of non-conference games before getting back into the league next Friday night in Merrill. Out top, Federici, left wing side, Jackson Riley. Good feed to Bennett Mattson. Great position by Bennett on the left block. The ball was fed in the right spot by Riley, turned into an easy layup for Bennett Mattson. He has 4 points, 22-5, Wausau West. Right wing side with it is Shields. Quincy Shields gets it back off to Safiri. Safiri looking to penetrate, stopped at the right block. His pass deflected and saved. Getting a hand on it was Federici, and then the steal as well for Nico Federici. Out top with it is Lang. Open look for three. It came up short. Federici with the rebound. Put back is no good. And now the board is controlled by Green Bay East and Jordan Cooper. On the left wing side, Safiri. Pass inside to Shields. Turns, lays it up and in. Good position and a quick
layup by Quincy Shields near the left block. 22-7 Warriors, 4 points for Shields. 5:38 to go in the first half. On the right wing side, Marcus McDonald. At the right elbow is Nico Federici. Now inside, posting up is Mattson. Mattson, little ball fake. Now goes up from five, a little bit strong, no good. And the rebound cleared by Lekevian Gonigan for Green Bay East. Back into the forecourt again come the Red Devils. 17-footer by Safiri is good. No hesitation into the front court from Matuta Safiri. He has a team-high five in Green Bay East to within 13, 22-9. On the right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Posting up now is Griffin Lang. Lang in the right corner. Lang dribbles with the left hand. Out top, Nico Federici. Three-pointer, too strong. Rebound is grabbed now by Gonigan and hands to the head for Coach Nate Lemons. Right after that 18-0 start, it's been a little slow here for the Warriors. Now with it again is Safiri. Safiri to the basket, lays it up, no good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang, left-hand side, Jackson Riley. He'll try a three. Off the mark, rebound tipped up. It goes out of bounds off of Green Bay East, and the ball will stay with the Warriors. Miles Waldvogel will come into the game for the Warriors, replacing Jackson Riley. Inbounding it is Griffin Lang. Lang looks. Cutting to the basket is Bennett Mattson. He bobbles it, saves it, gets it back out top. With it is Federici. Moves it right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang to the right block. Lang, a little fadeaway from five, a little bit strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by Gonigan for Green Bay East. Back up court come the Red Devils. Left wing side, Quincy Shields. Shields pulls up from 17. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound Griffin Lang for the Warriors. Lang up the right-hand side. Lang gives it off to Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribble penetrates into the lane. Right block. Mattson goes up. No good from four. And the rebound's grabbed again by Green Bay East. Pushing up court is Shields. Shields pulls up from seven and hits the shot. Quincy Shields now at six and an 11-3 run for Green Bay East. It's now 22-11 Wausau West. 3:40 to go in the first half. Wausau West back into the front court. Looking baseline is Bennett Mattson. Nowhere to go. Mattson looks down low. Good feed to Federici. Federici underneath. Up with the right hand. No good. Rebound is cleared by Gonigan. Warriors have gone cold from the field. Back up court with it is Safiri. Safiri into the lane. Safiri up from 10. Little bit strong. No good. Rebound Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel back up court for West. Waldvogel hits the cutter. Lang. Lang to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice left-handed finish for Griffin Lang. Good transition led by Waldvogel. 7 points now for Griffin Lang. 24-11 Warriors. 3 minutes to go in the half. Into the lane. With it is Jordan. Jordan lost it. Gets it back at the right block. Gets double-teamed. Now kicks it back outside. With it is Cooper. Cooper inside. Cooper to the basket. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled. And an inbounds play coming up for Green Bay East. Neither team in any kind of foul difficulty. That is the first foul on Griffin Lang, number four on the team. Karji Cooper back in for West, replacing Nico Federici. So Green Bay East will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Quincy Shields will do the duties for the Red Devils. Moves it right-hand side to Gonigan. Gonigan gets it out top, Safiri. Moves it left to Cooper, back to Safiri between the circles. Man-to-man defense for Wausau West. Around the screen, Safiri to the right wing. Safiri gets doubled. Drops it down low to Gonigan. Gonigan to the hole. Misses the shot. Rebounds grabbed by Marcus McDonald. McDonald back up court now for West. Left wing side, Lang. Open for a three. Hits it. Griffin Lang. Nothing but net from 20 feet away. Griffin in double digits has 10 points. His second three-pointer. And the Warrior lead back to 16. 27-11. 2:15 in the half. Left corner, Jeremiah Jordan. Jordan, 22 feet from the basket. On the wing, Quincy Shields. Shields' pass is kicked aside by Karji Cooper, and the ball will stay with Green Bay East. Checking back in is DJ Gordon for Green Bay East, replacing Lekevian Gonigan. Red Devils will inbound it on the far sideline. At the timeline, Matula Safiri. Safiri, left wing side to Shields. Shields dribbles 23 feet from the basket, back between the circles, Safiri. Safiri
takes an extra step, and I was going to say got away with it, but no, he did not. Whistle blows, traveling violation, and the ball back to the Warriors. The Warriors trying to match or maybe even take their biggest lead of the game. They led 18-0. Now it's a 16-point lead, 27-11. 1:52 to go in the first half. Left-hand side, McDonald. Left corner, Bennett Mattson for three. Little bit strong, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Safiri. Safiri pushes. Headed, poked away, stolen by Lang. Now a two-on-one for the Warriors. McDonald to the basket, lays it up, no good. The defender left him alone, and Marcus will hit that 99 out of 100 times, but that was the 100th. And the rebound grabbed by Green Bay East, and then a walk is called on Safiri again as he tried to go baseline to the basket. I think Marcus McDonald on that last play was surprised the defender did not come and challenge the shot, and that may have thrown him off more than anything. So the Warriors get it back with a minute 25 to go, leading 25-11. I should say 27-11. Out top with it is Griffin Lang. Lang moves it left wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald on the dribble. Stops, passes off to Kharji Cooper. Cooper back to Marcus McDonald. Now Cooper right wing. Cooper, 23 feet from the basket. Inside Lang. Lang up with the left hand. Rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Safiri for Green Bay East. Back into the front court come the Red Devils. Right wing side, Quincy Shields. Gives it back to DJ Gordon. Gordon, 21 feet from the basket. Safiri back inside. Jordan. Jordan goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Jeremiah Jordan with his first points of the game. 27-13, Wausau West. 37 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors, left wing side, Lang, posting up is Mattson. Mattson looking baseline, Mattson stops, kicks it back out top. Marcus McDonald, right wing side to Lang. Lang, three-pointer is no good. Rebound to DJ Gordon for Green Bay East. Gordon back into the front court for the Red Devils. Trying to penetrate, kicks it back off to Shields. Takes it, Shields on the left wing, backs it up 30 feet from the basket. Now Safiri. Safiri, down to 7 seconds in the half. Safiri, out top Shields. Shields, 19-foot jumper. Short, no good. Rebound, Kharji Cooper. Heave at the buzzer is off the backboard, no good, as the first half comes to an end. 27-13, Wausau West over Green Bay East. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half, look ahead at our broadcast schedule and more during our halftime intermission. Again, it is Wausau West 27, Green Bay East 13. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
A look at weekend hoops action, plus the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month is featured. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
This is a big weekend for high school basketball, including the return of one of the top events on the calendar every year, the Midwest Players Classic at the La Crosse Center. It's expanded to 15 games in a two-day format, featuring some of the top teams and players not only in Wisconsin, but Iowa and Minnesota as well. Among the highlight games on Friday is Rice Lake squaring off with a Stuartville, Minnesota team ranked in the top 10 in the Gopher State. On Saturday, freshly minted D2 top-ranked Mount Horeb will have a tough one against perennial Minnesota power Caledonia. Eau Claire Memorial will battle a very good Linmar, Iowa squad later in the day, while unbeaten Wisconsin Lutheran faces off against highly regarded Breck, Minnesota. Get the full schedule as well as ticket and streaming information at wisports.net. In girls basketball action later this week, there's a big one in the Woodland as D2 4th-ranked Pius will travel to Division 1 4th-ranked Pewaukee. That same night, a top 10 battle in Division 3 finds 9th-ranked Winneconne hosting 2nd-ranked Kettle Moraine Lutheran. We're happy to announce the Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month for January, Mondovi Jr. Carter Heike, a fifth-generation family farmer who excels in football and baseball. You can read Carter's full profile over at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. It is halftime of this non-conference boys basketball matchup. And the Wausau West Warriors lead the Green Bay East Red Devils by a score of 27-13. The Warriors came out, took an 18-0 lead in the first 10 minutes of this game. Green Bay East got it as close as 11. The Warriors then stretched it back to 16, and it's 14 points at the intermission. Taking a look at the scoring of the first half. For Green Bay East, just three players scored. It was Quincy Shields with 6 points. He had 3 2-point field goals. Also for Green Bay East, Matuda Safiri had 5 points. He had 2 field goals and was 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. And 2 points on 1 basket for Jeremiah Jordan. 6 2-pointers, no 3-pointers, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for Green Bay East in the first half of play. For Wausau West, 10 points for Griffin Lang. He had a pair of 3-point field goals and a pair of 2-point field goals. 6 points for Nico Federici. He had a pair of 2-pointers and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Karji Cooper. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Bennett Mattson. 3 points for Marcus McDonald. 1 basket and 1 for 1 at the free throw line. 9 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for Wausau West. Our next Wausau West boys basketball broadcast will come up next Friday night.
Warriors travel to Merrill, take on the Blue Jays. We'll be at the Merrill High School Fieldhouse, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Wausau West and Merrill next Friday night, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow we have high school hockey. The Central Wisconsin Storm taking on the Lakeshore Lightning. I'll be making the trek down to southeast Wisconsin. We'll have live coverage of that one. 1:30 for the pregame, 1:45 for the opening faceoff. Again, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 27-13 Wausau West over Green Bay East. We'll take a quick timeout and then have the start of the second half coming up next. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Start of the second half here from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. It is Wausau West 27, Green Bay East 13. 10 points for Griffin Lang to lead West. 6 points for Quincy Shields to pace Green Bay East. Warriors have the basketball, and the second half is underway. Between the circles, Bennett Mattson. Mattson moves it right wing side, Lang. Griffin Lang still about 35 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side back to Mattson in front of the Wausau West bench. Now rotated left wing, Marcus McDonald. McDonald dribbles his way between the circles. Ball moved to Karji Cooper on the right wing. Patient half-court set on this first possession for the Warriors. Nico Federici just right at the top of the cape. Now a pass in, right block with his Cooper. Cooper a ball fake. Ball stripped from behind. Tipped up once, tipped up twice, and then grabbed by Jeremiah Jordan for Green Bay East. Jordan moves it on the right-hand side. Jordan Cooper. Cooper hands it off. Safiri. Safiri will back it up 30 feet from the basket. Warriors in a half-court trap zone. Again, looks like a 1-3-1. Now in the right corner. With it is Gonigan, and a whistle and an offensive foul, I think. Yep, an offensive foul will be called on Green Bay East. Actually, Jordan Cooper, 31, not 34. So Cooper with the foul, his first foul on Green Bay East in the second half. Warriors back into the front court. Left wing side, Griffin Lang, 25 feet from the basket. Lang dribbles with the right hand. Moves it over to Bennett Mattson. Mattson looking baseline. Mattson loses his balance and tried to save the ball and throws it into the backcourt. Violation on the Warriors. Turnover on Wausau West. And the ball back over to Green Bay East. Green Bay East will inbound on the far sideline. Taken on the wing, right-hand side by Matula Safiri. Safiri, 25 feet from the basket, dribbles. Again, the Warriors trying to trap in the half court. Bounce pass out top, Jordan Cooper. Cooper between the circles. Cooper holds it. Now here comes the pressure from Cooper. I should say Karji Cooper against Jordan Cooper. Now pass, deep left corner, and it's picked off. Grabbed by McDonald. Pass ahead to Karji Cooper. He will slam it down. Karji Cooper with his third field goal has 6 points. And the Warriors make it 29-13. Left wing side, Quincy Shields goes up for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Cooper. Now into lane, stripped away from Safiri. Warriors, a fast break again. Ooh! And going up for the jam and getting pushed from behind was Karji Cooper. And you hold your breath for a moment because when you go up like that, you're very vulnerable. And it was not a big hard push, but it doesn't take much for you to end up on your back. But fortunately, Karji, great body control, was able to come down. He was fouled. He did not get the dunk, and he'll get a couple of free throws. Second foul on Jordan Cooper. Free throw is off to the left and no good. Brant Craw coming into the game here for the Red Devils. One more free throw now for Karji Cooper. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Jordan Cooper. Remains 29-13. Long pass ahead, picked off by Marcus McDonald. McDonald now dribbles up court. Moves it right wing side to Cooper. Cooper into lane. McDonald, good look to Federici. Lays it up, yes, and a foul. Nice little pass inside from Marcus McDonald to Federici. Marcus could have went up for that shot, but instead he was very unselfish, gave it to Nico, who now has a chance for a three-point play. DJ Gordon in for Green Bay East, replacing Matula Safiri. And the free throw is no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Lang in the left-hand corner. Now with his Mattson. Mattson in the hole misses the shot. Rebound's grabbed by Federici. Federici is blocked as getting a hand on it was Gordon. So back up court now, Green Bay East, and a bad pass to the left wing side. Well over the head of Jeremiah Jordan and out of bounds. 31-13, 18-point lead, matches the biggest of the evening for Wausau West. 15:35 to go in the game. Exciting time of the year as we get towards the second half of January. The conference races start to heat up, whether it's in basketball or hockey. You start to see the end of the line in terms of the regular season. You start to see where you have just a few weeks to make impressions for the seeding. Left wing three-pointer, no good by Bennett Mattson. Rebound is grabbed by Jordan. Jeremiah Jordan going to the basket. He will be fouled. And I think they're going to give him the shot. I thought maybe it was before the shot attempt. So free throws coming up for Jeremiah Jordan. But as I was saying, we're about a month away from the start of hockey playoffs. The girls' basketball playoffs begin a week after that. And then the boys' basketball playoffs yet another week after that. Free throw is back bracketed. No good by Jordan. Boy, both teams having trouble at the line here in the second half. Wausau West 0-3 at the stripe and now 0-1 for Green Bay East. But there is a made free throw from Jeremiah Jordan. First point of the half for Green Bay East makes it 31-14 Warriors. 15-13 to go. Wausau West back into the front court. Right wing side, Karji Cooper hits the cutter lane. Lane to the hole, and a big block by Quincy Shields. Good defensive play by Shields. Takes away what looked to be an easy layup. Baseline move, going to the basket, laid up and in by Jeremiah Jordan. So three in the half, five in the game for Jeremiah Jordan. 31-16 Wausau West, 14:49 to go in the game. Federici near the right block. Federici, nice little move, but he misses the banker. Oh, made a good move. Faked inside, then went baseline. Had a good, easy shot, but now here comes Cooper again. And Jeremiah Cooper lays it up, gets the basket, and draws a foul and has a chance for a three-point play. I should say Jeremiah Jordan. So a bit of a run here for Green Bay East. 5-0 run, pending the free throw. The free throw is good, so a 6-0 run. It's been a 6-0 run for Jeremiah Jordan. All six of the points And it's back to a 12-point game, 31-19, 14:37 to go. Kharji Cooper will bring it up court for the Warriors. Crosses the timeline. Hands it off Lang. Lang right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribbles between the circles. Gives it off to Griffin Lang. Lang back on the right wing side. Cooper, he'll try a three-pointer. Hits it! 22-footer for Kharji Cooper. 9 points for Cooper. Stops that run for Green Bay East. Makes it 34-19 Warriors. Left wing side, Safiri. Deep left corner, Shields. Shields back on the wing, Safiri. Warriors remain in a zone. Bounce pass, right hand side, Jordan. Jordan gets doubled. Pass, tipped away and stolen. It's going to be an easy, oh, missing the dunk is Mattson, but there to grab the rebound is Kharji Cooper for the layup. Fortunately for the Warriors, there's nobody but Kharji following up, as Bennett knew he had nobody around him. Tried for the dunk, but didn't quite have enough of the, trying to save it from going out of bounds was Bennett Mattson, but really all he had to do was let it go out of bounds. And shaken up on the play is Matuta Safiri for Green Bay East. The ball went between his legs. It was going out of bounds, but not realizing it was off of Green Bay East was Bennett Mattson. So he made a headfirst dive to keep the ball in bounds, but it goes out off of Wausau West. So the ball will be inbounded by Green Bay East, and it looks like a substitution as DJ Gordon will come in, and after being shaken up, Safiri will take a seat. Inbounded by Green